Here's a lollipop. I don't like porn as much as I used to. I used to love porn. Now I don't like it all the way through. I don't know if I'm getting older or more liberal. But I'll be watching porn, and like at first it's fun, and I'll be like, yeah, you two have sex with each other. And then I come, and then I'm like, I'm part of the problem. Just terrible, terrible place. You know, glass ceiling in the workplace, terrible for women, you know. That woman's somebody's daughter, you know. Not that guy's daughter like it says in the title, but she's somebody's daughter. It's tough. It's also hard to date right now because I was married for a year, which I was married for 1 year. That should come with its own Xbox achievement. 1 year. No one's sympathetic to you when you've been married for just 1 year and you got divorced. Do you know what I mean? Like, if you got divorced after 10, 15, 20 years, people are very sympathetic. They're like, oh my God, do you want to stay at my place? Do you want to sleep on my couch? Do you want to sleep in my bed? Do you want to fuck my wife? Do you want to fuck my wife? I feel bad. Do you want to murder me and raise my children? Go ahead. You can talented Mr. Ripley me. I'm so sorry you're going through this right now. When you get divorced after 1 year, people are like, I bought you a toaster. How could you do this to me? I also got divorced the same year that my parents had their 35th wedding anniversary. And they threw a party because they should, because they've been married for 35 years. But somehow I was the bitter old man at my parents' anniversary party. Like, they threw a party, and they did this toast where they were like, true love is forever. And I was like, we'll see. Love fades, kids. Been trying to date online, which doesn't work when you look like this. I need to do it in person. It doesn't work online for me, but like I've been trying, and I always fall in love with these women that are like, I want to meet a nerdy guy. And it never works, because when people say they want to meet a nerdy guy, what they mean is a physically fit man who can play indie music on a ukulele. And not what I am, which is a man who cries in the history museum because of the vastness of progress. Nobody wants a guy to be like, the steam engine changed everything. Moths evolved to have black skin. That's a fact. You learned something. Okay. I went to my favorite museum in the world recently. It's called the Mutter Museum. It's in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. If you guys haven't been, you should go. It's worth the trip. It is the Museum of Medical Abnormalities. And it's legit. It's all real. Like, they have books bound in human flesh. They have a woman that was so fat when she died, her body turned into soap. It's the only museum I've ever been to where I've heard a curator say to a student, yes, that is fucked up. But the best thing slash worst thing slash best thing in there is they have a baby that was born without a head. Yeah, that's just how the stork brought it. Then the stork was like, I'm getting into the pickle business. I'm sorry. Because they're both in jars. I'm sorry. But the label, the specimen's like 200 years old, so the label on the jar is 200 years old, so it has this cool old-timey language. What that label says is child born without a head usually dies after childbirth because it is a condition not compatible with life. It's a very beautiful way to put that, very tactful. I wouldn't have that sort of tact if I were a doctor and my patient gave birth to a baby without a head. If I were a doctor and my patient gave birth to a baby without a head, I'd probably do the worst thing, which is like put it under my chin and be like, hi, mom. Mama, dream of me. Hello, my baby. Hello, my darling. Hello, my ragtime gal. Baby, my heart's on fire. You should bury this. All right. I used to live in New York. I used to work in a very touristy area, and tourists would always ask me for help, which is fine. I like helping people. One time this tourist was asking me for help, and English was not his first language, which is fine. I like helping people. I don't mind helping anybody. But what he was trying to ask me was, where's the subway? He just wanted to know where the subway was. But what he ended up asking me was, where's the Underground Railroad? And for like half a second, he could have shattered my reality if he just grabbed me by the shirt and was like, what year is it?